Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次回来收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and welcome to today's episode all about breaking the ice.
哎，现在天那么热，我想要冰觉得很好啊，为什么还要把它打破？
Well, if you want the conversation to flow, right, you gotta break the ice.
是的，所以我们这里讲的这个 icebreakers 破冰呢，当然就是社交场合，避免尴尬啊，这种 conversation starters, 你怎么很自然的可以开启一个谈话，特别是跟你初次见面，对吧，不认识的人。
Yeah, with strangers, right? It can be a little awkward. You don't know how to start talking to them. You don't know what topics to use. So we're going to talk all about breaking the ice with strangers.
对，所以今天这期节目里面所有学到的这些跟陌生人避免尬聊的技巧，还有实际你可以说的话呢，对于比如你下一次去什么 party 呀，或者去一些职场的这些社交或者 conference, 对吧，会议，我觉得都很有用。而且呢，我们今天把所有的这些可以聊的 topics, 可以实际问的问题，说的话，分成了七个大类。
That's right, we have seven different categories to cover all the different scenarios you might find yourself in when you want to start a conversation with a stranger.
嗯，好，那第一大类呢，就是一些最 general 的自我介绍型，但这个也很值得研究啊， because it's very awkward just to go up to someone and say, Hi, what's your name? 是吧？
Yeah, if you just ask someone directly, right? What's your name? It's kind of like, why are you asking me, right?
So 非常突兀，对对对。
对。You gotta bring something else up into the conversation.
好，那可以怎么问名字呢？
You could say something like, Hi, I don't think we've met yet. I'm, and then use your name, and then ask, what's your name?
对，所以刚刚 Jason 教大家这个方法就非常好啊。然后除了这个介绍名字之外，如果你是去一个 friends organize, 朋友举办的那种 party, maybe you can also ask them, 诶，你认识这个主人吗？你怎么认识他的？
That's right. You could just say, how do you know the host? Or if you know their name, right, you could say, how do you know John or Betty or whatever the host's name is?
当然如果去一些什么很大的 conference 茶歇的时候，那你就不用。How do you know the host? 对方说，我不知道。
Yeah, that might be a little weird.
I don't even know who the organizers are. 对，所以这个就看场合啊。Okay, Jason, 我想问你的是 ,how do you feel about the next two kinds of questions? 就你可不可以问一个人说，诶，你是自己一个人来的吗？或者有没有人跟你一起来？
If you come up to somebody and you just ask, you know, are you here by yourself? It does kind of feel like you're asking because you want to know if they brought a date with them and maybe you're trying to flirt with them or you're interested in them. So it's a little weird.
对，这个问题稍微有点危险哈，可能让人会误解，觉得你有点，哎，你是对我有意思吗？是吗？所以这个，总之你不要什么，哦，刚问他的名字，然后马上就问他。你是一个人在这儿吗？ Are you here by yourself? 就你们聊了一聊以后，我觉得这个完全就可以问。
Yeah, maybe it becomes obvious that they came by themselves, right? Because of something else they said, or you've noticed that they're not talking to anybody, and then you could ask them. But if that's asked right away, it's a little weird.
嗯，是的。下面一种问法可能更安全一点， like, did you come with anyone? Right? Are you here with any friends, coworkers?
Yeah, this one's more like a social question. Did you come with anybody? Did you come with your friends or coworkers, like you said?
对对，而且我觉得它这是很好的一种可以 lead to maybe they will introduce you to the people they came with. 然后你也可以 meet 更多的人。
Yeah, exactly. Maybe you're just trying to make new friends, right? So you're just asking them in a social way.
对对，或者你跟别人一起来的，你还能主动介绍，就是说 ，Come, I really want you to meet 谁谁谁，对吧 ？My friend, my coworker, my husband, my wife.
Yeah, exactly. This can be a really nice way to introduce them to other people and make them feel welcome, right?
没错。好，那看完这第一大类，我们第二大类的问题呢，就是和这个 party 以及这个 event 有关的一些，比如说。这东西好不好吃啊？这里有啥好吃好喝的啦？
Yeah, often there's a big table with a bunch of food, whether it was catered and bought from another place or maybe cooked by the host, right? You can comment about the food and talk about the food.
对，特别是如果是你的朋友，对吧？人家自己在家里开 party 招待，那你可以说：“Wow, this food is amazing. They've done a wonderful job.”
Yeah, you want to try the food first before you say this, right? Make sure the
对对
food
对
is amazing.
对对
Otherwise,
对
it's
很多
awkward.
时候是正好你就是拿了一些小的食物刚吃完，对吧？So I think that's a very natural thing to talk about. 甚至像那种大的 events 呀，什么 conference 啊，他茶歇的时候，我就曾经说过 ，Oh, this fruit is very fresh. 然后这个什么，这个小蛋糕很好吃。Oh, the coffee tastes really good.
Yeah, this is especially useful if you're holding the food still on a plate in your hand as you're talking, right? So you're breaking the ice by talking about the food you're both enjoying.
对，就很自然嘛，是吧？啊，那又回到就刚说，如果你是在别人家里参加一个 party, 除了说他们准备的 food and drinks are really awesome, 你可以说他们家里很漂亮，装饰得很好，或者他把这个 party 整个气氛安排得很好。
Yeah, usually if somebody's hosting a party, they've put a lot of effort, right, into making the environment great for the party. So complimenting that is really natural, and of course, just looks good for the host.
对 ，So how would you compliment them? 您怎么说，怎么称赞呢
？You could say they've done a really wonderful job with the party.Or the event, or their home.
对，所以这个句是非常百搭啊。或者你就 simply, you can say, great party, great event.
Yeah, this is just a classic two-word way of just complimenting the party. Great party.
或者这个 party 他们在那儿放音乐，你可以说，哎，这个音乐选得很好。Nice playlist, nice music.
Yeah, exactly. Music is a great way to relate to other people. And often the host, hopefully, is choosing some good, interesting music that everybody would like.
好，那刚刚这些问题呢，我觉得还可以延伸一下，比如你在讲音乐啦，或者吃的喝的啦， then maybe you can, you know, ask them what kind of food, drinks, or music do they like? 就不光是这个 party 上的，对吧？ What do they like in general?
Yeah, you can kind of use the first conversation about the food at the party as a segue into asking them about other food they might like.
嗯，对，你刚用那个词很好 ，segue。我们做节目也是，节目要顺的话，这个就得接得很好，衔接是吧
？Yeah, you have to transition right from one topic to another.
对，要转话题，转得好啊。OK, 我很难从现在这个 segue 到下一个大类。well, you're at this party, but you don't need to just talk about this party or event.
Yeah, you could ask them about other parties and say something like, have you been to any similar events recently?
Hey, Jason 接得好 segue 回来。你有没有去过一些类似的活动啊？我觉得这个呢，就是留在一些比较职场 professional events, 像 conference 啊 networking events, 因为如果你是去人家家里的一个 party, 就问就很奇怪。你有去过别人家里的 party 吗？
Yeah, that would be a little weird. Do you go to a lot of parties? Usually they're inviting everybody for a specific reason, right? And so you're just talking about that party.
Yeah, 但是如果是职场的那种 conference 什么，我觉得这个就挺好的。
对 ,this is great for something like a networking event or something you have to do for work.
Yeah, so you can also ask, do you often attend events or conferences like this?
Yeah, exactly.
好，那继续留在这个比较职场 professional setting, 下一个大类呢 is all about work.
Yeah, talking about work is a really classic way of breaking the ice with someone you don't know, and you could just ask them something simple, like, what kind of work do you do? Or what do you do for work?
嗯，对，所以刚 Jason 这两种都是比较自然的口语的问法啊。如果你直接问 What's your job? What do you do?这个就听起来有点生硬，有点僵，是吧
？Yeah, it's a little too direct. It kind of assumes that they have a certain type of job or do a certain type of work. But if you ask, what kind of work do you do? What do you do for work? It leaves a little room for them to explain to you more about their work.
嗯，对，所以他告诉你了以后呢，你可以就继续问一些 follow-up questions. 比如说 ,what is it like? 大概是什么样的？
That's right. What's that like? You know, you give them this feeling that you're curious to hear more about their job or their work.
Right, that's the key, 是吧？就即使你对他这个工作没有说那么有兴趣，但是因为你已经跟人家聊起来了嘛，不能他告诉你一个答案以后你就，哦，nice，然后就没话说了，所以就稍微问一点点。
That's right. We want the conversation to keep flowing, right? So follow it up with some questions about their work, maybe relate it to your work or something like that.
对，是的，是的。万一对方说，哦，我不工作，I'm a stay-at-home mom, 那你怎么办呢？
Classic. You could tell them, you know, which is true, that's the hardest job in the world.
Exactly. By far.By millions of miles away, 世界上最难的工作。而且真的, I will often say something like, that's the hardest and most underappreciated job in the world. 就最应该被重视,被感谢,但是往往不太被重视,孩子还会嫌我们烦的工作。
Yeah, it may not look like a traditional job, right? But they definitely have a lot of deadlines and a lot of pressure, and they are working 24/7.
对对，所以我觉得问这句问题呢 ,conference 啊 ,networking events 问是非常恰当的。但如果你就是去一个 friendly 社交的比较妈妈人群的 ,maybe you just don't even ask this question, 因为有的时候特别在西方嘛，我在温哥华的时候很多妈妈是不工作的，所以你这个没什么好问的其实。
Yeah, you want to make sure the environment and the setting is appropriate for asking about work, right?
对对对，所以像那样的 setting, 比如我就常常会问 What kind of activities are your kids in? 就你的孩子参加什么课外活动啊，或者 Do you recommend any good math tutors? 有什么好的数学补习老师推荐这种
Yeah, that's right. Although if they're at a party, maybe they're trying to escape their children for the night, so you might not want to remind them.
没有，可是我们妈妈们都非常珍惜，我们都很喜欢有一些更多的信息，更多的资源。
Yeah, that's true. As a parent, I always find myself sharing pictures of my kids at parties, so good point.
Ah, nice, nice. Now, how do you feel about just asking someone, do you have any kids?
I would say I personally don't mind that question at all because I love to talk about my kids, but I think it's kind of a risky question. Some people wouldn't like that question.
对，因为是一个比较个人、比较隐私的，对吧？所以我觉得那个关键还是具体看你在的这个场合是什么样的。如果就是那种 conference 啊之类的，那就不要问这类的问题。那如果就是一个你大家都是差不多的这个群体，而且爸爸妈妈的这个聚会，那你也不用问 everyone has kids, right?
Yeah, that's true. If there's something organized by the school, right? You can assume that they have kids. That would be appropriate.
对对对，所以我们今天教大家的很多呢you pick and choose, 看你的场合，然后你去选择要用哪些。
That's right. You're trying to find something relatable, right? That you can bring into the conversation.
How this next category, 我觉得这个大类非常好，不管你是在什么样的场合，什么样的聚会， the person you're speaking to, you're gonna love hearing it.
Yeah, giving people compliments, right? Nothing is better than hearing a compliment from a complete stranger, right?
对，这一大类就是赞扬。然后在这种社交场合，我觉得比较 safe, 比较安全的赞扬呢，啊，你这个衣服很漂亮啊，或者女性常常会看说，哦，你戴这个耳环很漂亮，丝巾很漂亮，你哪里买的？
Yes, exactly. You could just say something like, I love your outfit. Can I ask where you got it?
对，你刚刚这个 can I ask where you got it 就比直接问 where did you buy it 要好，是吧？就更加的有礼貌一点。
Yeah, where did you buy it feels a little bit too personal maybe for some reason, but can I ask where you got it takes out the word buy, right? It takes out anything about money.
Money, yeah. 是，或者我刚刚说那个 accessory 啊之类的，对吧？ I love your earrings. I love your necklace. They're so beautiful. They're so unique. 你不一定要问说你在哪里买，但你就说一个，很特别，很有品味。You've got great taste.
Yeah, you want to compliment their decision to wear it, right? Not how much it must have cost when they bought it or something like that.
对对，没错。哎，或者说 I love your hairstyle. Where do you go to get your hair done? 你去哪里做头发？
Right. A question I have never heard in my entire life.
对，因为 Jason 是
光头。
光头，对。But you pull it off really well. 不是每个人都能这光头这么对啊，形象这么好的耶。
Thank you. Yeah, the shape of my head, right? I have gotten compliments on the shape of my head, yeah.
Oh, 真的吗？有人跟你说你头型真美，你头长得很漂亮。
有有。They'll tell me I have a good head shape for being bald, right? Which is a funny compliment, but I'll take it.
Yeah, a compliment is a compliment, 是吧？表扬称赞就是表扬。我们今天最后一个大类的这个 very good icebreakers conversation starters 就是和流行文化有关的电影啦电视啦体育
Yeah, these ones are all about movies, TV shows, sports, kind of popular culture stuff, right? You could just directly ask somebody, you know, have you seen some movie, right? Some popular movie that a lot of people might have seen recently.
对，就是总之挑一个最近比较热播的，大概率很多人都会知道的。
Yeah, you could say, like, have you seen The Joy of Life?
啊，对，就是我们之前讲过的《庆余年》，是吧？或者你完全另类。Have you heard of this very niche director?
Yeah, it might sound like you're kind of trying to show off that you have a very niche, cool tasted movies or something, right? But maybe you'll get lucky and they'll love the same director.
Maybe 你在的那个场合就是一场艺术家的聚会，或者现在很多年轻人喜欢去看展嘛，各种各样的 photography 啊，然后 art 这种 exhibition. Maybe that would be a good question to ask, right?
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
那诶，如果想问体育，你可以怎么说呢？Do you like sports or?
Usually there's two ways to ask this. You could ask, do you watch sports or do you follow any sports?
对。看比自己从事门槛低一点嘛，对吧? Do you watch any sports?
Yeah, maybe when you just watch them, but you don't follow, that's more like me. I've seen a lot of sports games on TV, sure, but I don't really follow sports. I'm not a huge sports fan.
对，那当然，如果你是想问人家具体有没有喜爱从事哪项运动 ，you can just say, "Do you play any sports?"
Yeah, that's right.
对，好，那我们看完了七大类非常实用的这个 conversation starters 以后呢 ，ending a conversation artfully, gracefully 也非常的重要。
Yes, this is a very difficult thing to do sometimes, right? But very important and a helpful skill to have.
你在一个聚会嘛，有很多的 strangers, 其实你跟每一个人交流不一定是很久很深入，因为那样也有点尴尬，所以我们可以怎么比较有礼有节的很自然的结束对话呢？
All right, so you could just say to somebody, it was great talking to you, enjoy the rest of the evening.
人家听到这个以后，他心里就知道了，就 OK 了。We can get out of this conversation and we can go meet someone else, right?
Yeah, exactly. Especially if you try to say it with like a sincere tone, right? Hey, it was great talking to you, right? And they feel like you mean it, right? Then they leave and it doesn't feel so bad or awkward.
对，甚至你也可以说 Wow, I really enjoyed talking to you. 也是一个很好的方法。
Yeah, exactly. And then they know you liked talking to them, right?
对，反正这里关键啊，是一个时态，就是你要用过去时 to signal 让对方知道说你们的 conversation is ending. It was great talking to you. I really enjoyed talking to you, right?
Yeah, that's a great point. If you said, it's great talking to you, it sounds like, wow, I want to keep talking
对对对
to you. You're interested in them or something, right?
Let's talk some more, right?
Yeah.
而且啊，你还可以直接就建议说 ，It was great meeting you. It was great talking to you. Why don't we circle the room and mingle some more?
Yes, exactly. This word mingle, right? It's great. You're saying, let's go together and maybe talk to some other people. Our conversation here is at an end.
对，所以 mingle 的意思就是大家其实就是混来混去 mixing, right? You're meeting different people. You're talking with different people.
Yeah, it gives you the feeling that you're not going to just sit in the corner and talk to one person the whole party. You're going to move around and try to meet different people, try to have different conversations.
是的，如何开启啊 ,start a conversation, 我们教大家的很有用。最后呢，如何 end a conversation 也非常实用 ,because I have definitely been in situations where neither I or the other person knew how to end a conversation gracefully. 虽然我们心里都觉得已经没东西聊了很尴尬了但是还是不想伤害对方。Yeah. So knowing how to wrap things up is super important.
Yeah, after that awkward silence, right? Neither of you know what to say, and you can use one of these to kind of get out of the situation.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。大家如果对这个场景还有任何问题的话，都欢迎到留言专区来告诉我们。
That's right. Come into the comments and give us some of your tips on starting or even ending conversations in a social setting.
好, thank you very much for listening. We look forward to see you next time.
See you next time.